welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy for July 31st, 2020. Happy Friday to you all. On today's show, Amy's family drama, made up rules for our kids because, I mean, that's how you parent, right? And we begin today with Trump. He had a press conference yesterday, and I don't know if you heard what he said. Because, you know, you're a mom, you have things to do. That's fine. For whatever reason, that's what we watch now, like, every single night is Trump's press conference. And usually don't talk about it, but he said something that concerned me. We should postpone the election or else it's rigged. And that's bad. That's bad on so many levels. That's not good for him to say that.
That's because he's trying to sow the seeds of discord among his followers. So they can be all, oh, it's all fake and it's rigged.
See, that's...
And if
that's,
he does lose. Which, right. Let's... Hope he does, but
see, he's saying that if it's mail-in ballots, absentee ballots are fine, which are mail-in, but if it's regular mail-in ballots, that it guarantees it's going to be rigged. And there's just factually there is no data to suggest that that happens. We've actually had mail-in ballots for many states for a very long time. This is actually not a new practice. It's not something that's never been done before. I guess I can see how it could be problematic just because you really got to make sure you line up the numbers and things. But, like, really, it's not. And we don't even know if we're going to have to do that. And for him to say, for him to suggest we should postpone it is one thing, because we're postponing everything, right?
Right.
And I understand if it was for public health, I'd understand. But that's not what it is. It's because it's when he said, because he's going to guarantee that it's rigged. Now you've basically said that if you don't win, it's rigged. And that's what your followers are going to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. You can't do that.
This is par for the course, though. This is totally normal behavior. This is right up there with let's inject bleach because that'll kill the virus.
I tried that. It didn't work too well and it got real sick. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a dummy. And I want to make this very clear for all of you. Like, oh, God, they're talking politics. My God. I do not like Joe Biden whatsoever. He's a...
Nope.
And just for the record, if you're a Republican, you should vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a Republican. He's always been a Republican. He's always been conservative. I don't know why people on the Democratic Party think that he's like some kind of... He's not. I guess it's not Donald Trump. And if you want to vote for Joe Biden because he's not Donald Trump, I understand. That's fine. You do you.
I feel like that's what, like, let's throw whoever at the wall, and if they stick, then so be it. Like, that's the mindset.
Yeah. And I hope whoever Biden selects for his VP is really good, because I have a feeling that person's going to be president at some point. Because, oh, my God. I don't know if Biden's even on this planet at this point.
Well, they're all... You know, I get having the rule that you need to be, what is it, over 35 before you can run?
Yes.
For president?
For president, yes.
I mean, I get
or
that.
Or is it 35 or 40?
Well, then why is it that every candidate is older than dirt?
Yeah, lately especially. Obama wasn't.
No.
But, like, I don't know, Bush and Gore, I guess not. It's just lately. It's just you had Trump and Biden. Hillary is not young. I mean,
no.
She's not young. Even Bernie... I mean, that was the thing about Bernie. I really liked Bernie, but he's old, man. He's really old. And he had the heart problems.
They're all old.
That's it. They're all old white people. Like, not that. Hey, look, you're the qualified or you're not. Whatever. But honestly, if we can put politics aside for a second, does anybody honestly believe that Joe Biden and Donald Trump are great fits to be president? No.
That's a resounding no.
No. Oh, my God, no. So before you start hating on me for hating on Trump, understand, I'm not sitting here going, oh, yeah, but I'm not putting Biden lawn signs in my yard, and I'm not proud of it at all. I think he's a turd. Okay?
Settle for Biden 2020.
Basically, that's it. And
whatever you do, do not vote for Kanye West.
Oh,
idiot.
No, don't vote for him. I will say this. I don't have a problem with people who do vote for an honest third party. Kanye West does not count. I don't have a problem with people who vote for the Green Party, the Working Families Party, the Libertarian Party. I know people get really worked up and they say, well, you're basically casting a vote for Trump when you do that. I disagree. One of the biggest problems we have in this country is we don't have a third party. We only have two. That's a huge problem, right? And they have to get a certain percentage of the vote to get on the docket in the future. And they've never gotten it. So if suddenly the Libertarian Party got like something ridiculous, like I forget what it is, 15% is it? I whatever it is, it might not even be that, might be 5%. But if they, whatever that percentage is, not terribly high. If they got that, that means next election, they're on the ticket. that party is now on the ticket as a legitimate party. They also get money. They get the campaign money and all that stuff. So if you want to vote for the third party, I'm not gonna fight you on that. I'm sorry. I mean, especially with these two candidates. So I get it. But for Trump to say that and for Trump to throw that out there and for anyone to suck that juice in,
that's bad.
It's a hot mess express. Choo-choo. All aboard the crazy train. Woo-woo.
This is America.
Chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka.
Amy, you have family drama.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Well, let's start by saying that I did not realize that when somebody passes away in your family, that it can send the remaining relatives into a frenzy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of what's happened.
In fairness, it is Shark Week, so.
Is it? Well, this is all stuff that was going on back in June, but just when I think that the hits are done, like, mm-hmm. they don't stop coming, like, it's just, yeah.
So what's the gist of it, basically? I mean, I have a feeling I know, but for those mm-hmm. who, you know.
Well, the relatives of my stepdad, I have a feeling that if I had not been there, more or less as my mom's guard dog, the day that he passed away, they would have come at her for money that day.
Classy.
But it's not about the money.
It's not about the money. Okay. So they didn't come to her that day then?
No, they came 3 days later.
Oh, when plenty she of time. Was alone. Plenty of time.
But it's not about the money. This is between greed and doing what's right.
Is it now?
Is it?
I'm gonna say that there's reasons that are legitimate. I don't know yet. So you convince me that that's wrong.
I've talked about my stepdad in the past, and just as a quick refresher, in case you may have missed it, my stepdad passed away from the he had postcortical atrophy,
okay.
And he went downhill relatively mm-hmm. quickly. It's in the same realm as dementia. And my mom was his full-time caregiver. They got married in 2011. He was diagnosed like 3 years later, and she has been his caregiver ever since. She managed, in the midst of COVID, in the midst of everything, to keep him home. He didn't have to go to a nursing home. He didn't have to go to a facility. And my mom was working her fingers to the bone to keep it that way because she loves him. She loved him.
And it was a lot of work, I imagine, right?
Yeah, I was really worried about her. She wasn't getting a whole lot of sleep mm-hmm. because he would wake up at night and stay awake for hours at night mm-hmm. and all part of the disease. And when he went into the hospital, he was only there for 8 days before he passed away.
Okay.
So he was home in his comfortable surroundings with my mom, his person, his chosen person, taking care of him. And she wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And neither would he. So we are now at a point where lawyers had to get involved and there's legal drama and there are certain things that I can't and won't talk about because it's also legally sketchy.
Sure, I get it.
So I'll leave that stuff out. But okay. Now, after coming at my mom for money, 3 days after she loses her husband.
A lot of time.
The relatives decided on a date for a memorial, like a celebration of life at my mom's house, late August. Now, this was discussed before everything kind of snowballed and took a turn for the worse.
Uh-huh.
And my mom wrote a beautiful obituary for him that talks about everything from birth through his school years, through college, his job, his first wife.
What happened everything. To his first wife? Did they divorce or?
She passed away from cancer.
Oh, that's
he bad. Was her. He was her caregiver.
Okay.
And she passed away, I don't know, maybe 10 to 12 years before he even met my mom.
Okay.
So in this obituary, she mentions all of the family members. My husband and I are included. My children are included. Everybody. Well, a few days ago, my mom calls me and says that an obituary went out in his hometown. And it was more or less the same obituary that she wrote, except they omitted me, my husband, my kids. Mm. And they also tacked on at the end, there will be a celebration of life for him the beginning of August.
I thought you were doing that at the end of August.
Right, but they're doing one at the beginning of August.
You're invited to that, of course.
That's funny. Okay. No. Okay.
No.
Of course okay. not.
That's nasty to me.
I'm like, my mom told me, and then I started crying on the phone because I love Jim. Mm-hmm. He was an amazing stepdad. He treated my children like they were his grandchildren. They had a wonderful relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And it really hurt that it wasn't recognized, like that we weren't worth it, that we're not family, we're not blood. I don't think that these relatives ever wanted him to find happiness with somebody else that wasn't his first wife. And would have rather had him be alone than to find happiness. And the thing is, Jim chose my mom.
Yeah.
He chose her, even over his relatives sometimes, because they were never welcome. They never wanted our families to merge. Mm-hmm. And it's different when your parents split up when you're older. But I was always thrilled that my mom found someone that she loved so much. And I mean, I knew in the first few weeks that I met him that I got to sit down with him and had the talk with him and said, what are your intentions? And it was great. He loved my mom so much and took care of her the best he could for as long as he could. And then she took care of him. And it's just devastating to me that people are more concerned with dividing than multiplying.
Sure.
When all my mom ever wanted was to be included in the family, and she worked her ass off to try and make that connection. And if they knew anything about her, which they don't, because they never really got to know her, they would know that she is incredibly generous and kind and would do anything for anybody. And they refuse to see it. And I don't know if it's just grief or what, mm-hmm. but either way, it hurts.
Yes. Now I've lost a parent, excuse me, a parent. And I've my dad divorced my mom, so I know what divorce is like as well. I know what it's like to have a stepmom and a stepdad. Both are great. No problems with them. I think they're wonderful people. You know, I can say that when my mom died, you know, my stepdad's kind of left with the life he never, it was very quick. I mean, it was, they weren't married very long. They were together on and off for many years, but they weren't married very long when she got pancreatic cancer and died. It was like 2 months, maybe three. And I remember that it was concerning when he met somebody else rather quickly and married. And my reaction to that was, good for you, man. Like,
yeah.
Life's short, and I am never going to tell someone how to grieve. I'm never going to tell someone how to live their lives, especially when they go through something so traumatic as that. You know, I think that's a petty thing to do. And the thing is not all of my family agreed with that. And they weren't necessarily nasty, but they didn't necessarily agree with him doing that. And it's because, and I can sympathize possibly with Jim's family. In that, you know, maybe just no one will ever replace mom and you know, or sister or aunt or whatever. No one will ever replace her. And maybe they never really like let that go, which is concerning. And I would highly, and I don't say this, I am not kidding when I say this, highly recommend therapy for those people, because you got to learn to let things go in life. And I had to go through this in a lot of ways, not specifically this way, but in other ways. Because, you know, my dad has been married three times. He's made some mistakes. He openly will tell you that. And his first wife, I think, would like to see him rot in a ditch somewhere. Okay. Like, she has had very wonderful woman. I've met her many times. I think she's wonderful. But she has, for her own reasons that I'm sure are valid, bad things to say about my dad. My mother, kind of in the middle. Some bad things, some good things. Never turned me against him, really, you know, or anything like that. And then, you know, I think he finally got it right with his current wife, you know, my stepmom. I think that's when he finally kind of got it right. Sometimes, you know, and my dad's a great guy. Sometimes it takes, people change, people improve, people evolve in life. And sometimes I think you see that and you see how they evolved. And you're jealous of that because you're like, wow, he became a cooler guy, or a better girl or a cooler girl in this second or third or whatever marriage. And why weren't they like that with us? And I wonder if there's some of that going on.
You never know. Everyone is the hero of their own story. But mm-hmm. the problem with us is that we wish to be the hero of the story, which is not ours. And in turn, we wind up being the villain.
Yeah.
So I don't think that anything that my mom could have said or done really differently. I can appreciate the fact that there is grief, but this is complete and utter blinders on to the actual situation of this woman did everything she could to care for this family member of yours. And where were you?
Mm-hmm. And they weren't around?
Not as often as they should have been.
Okay. Well, and on top of that, I think we forget, and I'm sure I know that they're forgetting, she lost her husband. I mean, that's a lot. And they were in love. I mean, and it doesn't matter how long they were together or not. This is what I try to do, and not everyone does this, and it doesn't make me better than anybody, just to be clear before anyone thinks that's what I'm implying. It doesn't. Sometimes it makes me very weak at times, but I try to put myself in other people's shoes. And I try mm-hmm. to think of it from their perspective, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure our parents taught us that, or they're supposed to anyway. You know, try to put yourself in other people's shoes and what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And as someone who's bullied growing up, I especially have done that to, you know, because I learned that the people that bullied me almost always had trouble at home, almost always had a tire fire at home. So, you know, put yourself in Amy's mother's shoes and think to yourself, well, she just lost her husband. I mean, is this mm-hmm. the time to be petty? Is this the time? And on top of that, look, if you have a problem, I have no room. Again, this is just me. I have no room in my life for pettiness, for backhanded compliments, for, you know, that sort of way of being. I really am not the type of person who will chest up everybody I see. I'm not Mr. Tough Guy. But if you get petty, if you get what's the word I'm looking for? Why can't I think of it right now? If you get like that with me, oh, I get nasty in a hurry. Cuz I rather cut to the chase. I'd rather come at you hard and have it out and just be done with it. Because that's maybe a 5 minute to 1 hour conversation versus days, weeks, months, years of crap.
Right.
And passive aggressiveness. That's what I'm going. I don't know why I can't. I can't think of it, because I have a baby. I never sleep. I can't stand passive aggressiveness. I don't do it. If I do, it's rare and I don't mean it. I can't. My wife knows this, because she can sometimes be like that with me, and I will chest her up right then and there. And I am not a nice guy when people get passive aggressive with me in a nasty way. Because I just don't think that's a way to live life. So why don't you
well, it's too late for that. But I think that they believed they had and have the monopoly on him. That he belonged to them and no one else.
It's not how that works. I mean, it just isn't how it works.
No, it's not. And it's upsetting. After August, hopefully it'll all go away forever.
It will. Because, you know, there's no reason to talk to them, right? I mean, what would be the reason to? And, you know, once legal affairs are taken care of, they're taken care of. Amy, I noticed something.
What's that?
Well, you weren't yelling at your kids. You weren't lecturing your kids. You were informing your kids about the volume of the television not going above 15.
Right.
Which I thought was a very specific rule. Why 15?
Just because if I didn't tell them that, it'd be jacked up to 30. And when I listen to the TV and I feel like I'm deaf, I can listen to it at 35. I'm a grown ass adult. I can do that. You're a kid. Keep the volume down. Your father's sleeping. Like,
right.
No.
We have years of putting on headphones and making bad decisions at concerts. You don't. Save your hearing,
kids. Although, if somebody's talking shit about me in the next room in a low voice, guaranteed I can hear that.
That's true. That's true. Yep. I can hear everything then. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like I can't see. It's so funny. Jesse will be like, can you go get my phone? It's in our room. And I'll go, make the phone. I'll see it. And it's literally in front of my face. But mm-hmm. if you ask me to. If you ask me to find a sign on a busy road for a business, an obscure business, I'll see it from like 3 miles away like a hawk. Like, I no idea. It's just funny because we do make up these rules for our kids, you know. Mm-hmm. No volume going above 15. I have a very similar rule. It's like 12 to 15, depending on, like, if the air conditioner's on the room, not above 20. If the air conditioner's off, yep. not above 15, but preferably about 12. And that's just okay. like the rule we settled on, right? There's all yeah. sorts of rules. Like, this is a gross one, but it's I have to tell my kid that when you go to the bathroom, not only do you always have to wipe your butt after you poop, but before you go and flush the toilet, we have one of those push buttons on top, okay? Mm-hmm. And we have a squatty potty. So he won't get off the toilet and wipe his butt. And then, you know, he'll get off the toilet, not pull his pants up. So they're up, his shorts or his pants will be up around his ankles. He'll like stumble up on the squatty potty and lean over the whole toilet to flush it. And I'm like, dude, you're going to fall into the toilet.
Meanwhile, smushing anything that he hasn't wiped off of himself.
Yes.
Making himself out to be mad. This must be a 5 to 6 year old boy thing, because that's the rule at my house, too. You wipe after you go to the bathroom. Nope. Doesn't always happen.
So I have to make up. Not only do I have to do that, though, I have to say you wipe, then you pull up your shorts, then you flush the toilet. And that has to be a rule.
You should make reminders and put them on the wall in the bathroom.
Honest to God, I should. What other random rules? Do you have any other random rules you've made on the floor? Because that's the other thing. It's not like we sat and made a checklist of these rules. You just kind of make them up as you go, right? Yes. But it could be punishments. It could be rules. It could be anything.
I knew I was a parent when I yelled at Hannah when she was 2 in the backseat of the car. I said, we don't put sneakers in our mouths. Like, that was, she, I turn God, around and she Mom. Has her shoe in her mouth. And I'm like, oh, God. But then, so speaking of rules to make up and all of these things, how about just things that you tell your kid? It's the first time that my kids have been playing with kids on the street.
Oh, okay.
And it's, I let them go down the street for the first time, like 3 or 4 houses down. And I'm kind of watching from the front door. I said, don't go in anybody's houses.
Yep.
As I look out the window a little while later, don't ride someone else's scooter and or bike, because number one, you're riding in the road, which is unacceptable if somebody's not watching you. Number two, you don't have a helmet over there.
Right.
Like, just all of these things. And then I'm like the mean, strict mom, I think, which is fine. But we have a trampoline at my house. And so tonight, the neighborhood girls come over to play with the kids. Now, earlier in the day, I said, yes, you may use the trampoline, because I was outside. They just climb right up on the trampoline. They all start jumping. There's 5 of them in there. And I'm like, no. I said, the limit is 4. No flips. You need to ask before. I said, because no one's watching you guys. Like, this is, I just have visions of broken necks. And these moronic parents down the street, they haven't come over and introduced themselves. They're just letting their kids do whatever. My kids don't like,
You know, Amy, why do you gotta be such a buzzkill? God, no, okay.
It's not my responsibility to watch your kid break their neck on my trampoline.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up about the neighbors. This is kind of going in a different direction here, but have you noticed, and my neighbors are pretty good. Like, I can't complain too much, but I've lived in a few neighborhoods now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of lost on us how to communicate with neighbors now. Like, no one, you know, back in the day, you know, neighbors would get together and our neighbors do. We're just not really part of that clique. And it's OK. I used to be upset about it. Now I'm not. It's fine. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. Whatever. I mean, we're different kind of people anyway. It's not their fault. I mean, it really isn't. But it's fine. Like, I'm friendly with them. I don't dislike them or anything like that. But it's still like no one. It's that whole making adult friends thing. It's that whole, it's just awkward. You know, we go to the bus stop all together And I can't help myself. I always say something off color or something like that just to get a rise out of people. And I know they're probably like, you guys are nuts. But people don't really talk anymore. And even when you drop your kids off, like when I was dropping Rory off at preschool, it's the same people every day that drop off and pick up. So you all see each other. No one says a word to each other.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, no, I'd be talking to fill the silence.
But people are like,
they'd be on their phones.
Yes. And it's weird. Like, no one knows how to small talk, be friendly. I mean, people do, but it seems like it's fewer and fewer and fewer. And I don't blame them because, you have a phone. And you don't know me. I could be a psychopath. I probably am. And you know what I mean? And just people aren't friendly with each other like I think they used to be. I think that is one thing that our generation really sucks at, is being friendly with each other.
I think that's true. But I'm also just super judging these parents down the street that just let their kids, dart across the street before looking when cars are coming and ride their stuff barefoot, no helmets. And I just
They're free range parents. Is that free range parenting?
I wouldn't have so much of a problem with it if our street weren't used as a through street.
Yeah, it's busy.
So people, I mean, it's not super busy, but it's a 30 mile per hour speed limit, and people do go whipping through there.
I hate that.
Yeah, my kid's gonna get freaking smoked one day because some jerk isn't paying attention.
You know what we do at the bus stop? Because for a while there was a couple people that kept flying down. I'm on an offshoot, so I don't have a lot of traffic, but they get dropped off on the main through road, the busy road. And so you wait at the corner with all the parents. So me and another parent, we would literally, if we saw these people flying, we'd just go stand in the middle of the road. We'd just stand there and we'd wave. They'd honk and be like, nah, slow down.
Have you seen the people that go outside with like a lawn chair and they sit there with their hair dryer?
No, what?
As their hair dryer, and they point it at the car like it's a radar gun.
Oh, that's
radar
hilarious. Gun? Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. Does your husband ever do anything like that, though? Does he ever like sit in the driveway with a cop car or something like that and just kind of...
No, he doesn't have a take-home car.
Damn it. That would be so funny. That'd be so fun. Or he just got in uniform and just stood out in the middle of the road. Or just like, you know how many fireworks would instantly stop if he just got dressed in his uniform and just stood outside your house? Like it'd be crazy.
Now I'm coming up with ideas. You know what you could do? If you had like a whole bunch of cones, you could like do a design in the road where people have to like go around these like drive around the cones to get down the street. It's kind of like speed bumps.
Yeah, but Karen would call and complain. You get a ticket or something.
Karen can suck it.
Yeah,
call
Karen.
The cops. Go ahead, Karen. Call the cops. I know a guy.
Amy, what'd you learn on the show today?
I wouldn't go so far as to say I learned this because I already knew that Trump was a moron, but the nonsense that comes out of his mouth. I do a good job of avoiding that unless it's like really, really big, big news. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I learned that he's once again flapping his jaws.
He does that. And his fingers. He likes the Twitters. I learned that you got some family problems, some family dramas, and I hope it ends really fast. I really do.
Thanks, me too.
I'm sorry that that's happening. Because that sucks. It's no way. That's no way to celebrate a life, by the way.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, thanks for listening. Sorry. I feel like we keep apologizing. I don't know what to tell you. We've had so many technical problems this week.
Yeah.
We've lost two shows because of stupid computers and stuff. So hopefully that won't happen this time.
Yeah, hopefully.
But thank you for listening. We'll be back next week and all that fun stuff. Have a great weekend. Be safe and don't do anything super stupid. Okay?
Don't do anything Pat wouldn't do.
I mean, within reason. Yep. Be good, not too good. Okay?